We come to the fourth study in our prayer sessions, is prayer triplets. We have looked at why we should pray, what prayer is all about, how should we pray in little groups, and how can make it rich. Now, we will be looking at the importance of praying together in prayer triplets. You know, I can't stress enough how important it is. I would say every Christian should be in a prayer triplets, a member of the prayer triplets. I'll tell you why. Suppose if you've got a problem in your life, maybe small, but if you go to a big prayer meeting in your church, it becomes a gossip. Say, like, if I feel like really angry with my wife, if I come in a big prayer meeting, they say, oh, his marriage is breaking down. If I don't feel like reading the Bible, say, oh, he's sliding back. But in a prayer triplets, what you do is a group of people praying, and after about a year, we get so much confidence. We're like brothers or sisters, and then we can say anything, because you never go more than this three people. Even my wife don't know what I'm praying in a prayer triplets. So let me explain to you, what is a prayer triplet? A prayer triplet is a group of three or four people committed to meet together regularly, as every week, or every more or less every week, to pray. Hebrew chapter 10, 24-25.
And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
Now, why do we have three or four? I'll tell you, I'm in five prayer triplets, and we meet with different times of the week. In some, there are five people, because there are two of them are globetrotters. So we never get more than three. So we can continue to pray for the person who is not there. If two of you, if somebody gets sick, then there's no consistency. It can't cancel it. But if you're three of you, two of them can pray for the person who is not there. So it's three or four people every week. So don't worry, it's better if you got the same gender, or men together or ladies together, because if three of you, one person is not well, and we don't want to make gossip, they don't even have to meet in a way that people may wonder about it. There's nothing wrong in doing it if you're conscious, but it's better to have either men or women praying. And you can say anything. I remember in our prayer triplets, once a man came and said, he's a regular member of the St. Helens, his daughter got pregnant. But he can't say that in a church meeting. It'd be terrible. So we loved him. And we said, what would Jesus do in a situation like that? And we discussed together. He wrote all the things down. And he went home. And his daughter was a regular member of St. Helens. And he went back and got his wife and daughter together, and they went through the Bible, and he told the daughter, I will be with you. You know this happened, I know it's wrong, but I will be with you. And it saved the family, and he won a daughter. And then when she said, I'm going to look after the baby, don't worry about anybody else. When the baby was born, he was so sweet. Her boyfriend came to the church with her for taking the baby, and they got so much in love, and they got married. They got another baby now. See? So if you are in together, we are helping one another. None of us are perfect. And if I don't feel like reading the Bible, I can go and tell them, I don't feel like reading the Bible. Will you help me? So one of them will come and help me. Call me in the morning or something like that. So we are helping one another in a little group. And because we are confident with one another, we are like brothers. We can say anything in that group and it won't go outside the circle. And if one person is on holiday, we can support the person in a holiday in prayer, because even though he's not there, and we've got all the things that we prayed the week before. So we got a book, we got all the items, and we use that for praying for the person who is not there. Why do we meet together? We come together to pray for the following reasons, in order of priority. First, to meet with God. Matthew 18:20.
For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them.
We are to meet with God and to bring him our praise and thanksgiving. Our praise and thanksgiving. When we meet together, we always start with a psalm. Purely praising God and thanking him, and to know that we are in his presence, we are in his throne room. Just no asking, just thanking and praising. And if I can look back in my 25 years of my prayer triplets life, if only what has happened in that first 10 minutes, it's been wonderful, it's worth it. It's so exciting to get to know God, to meet with him, to praise him with other Christians. And secondly, to support one another. Now, this is not a Billy Graham type of as Andrew project, where three people come along with three of their non-Christian friends and they pray for them, and after 3 months nothing happens and he goes stone dead. No. First is to meet with God. Secondly, to pray for one another, to build one another up, support one another. So we share the needs and we pray for one another. And thirdly, pray for non-Christians. So as we pray for one another, we pray for the people who are not Christian in our friendship. So first, to meet with God, praise him and thank him. Second, to support one another. We need the support. And thirdly, to pray for non-Christians. It is very important that all Christians should be a part of a prayer triplet, because there's a distinct difference between prayer triplets and the church prayer meeting. In a prayer meeting, big in church, we pray in a macro level. That is, focusing on wider issue concerning the church family. Whereas in a prayer triplet, when we meet God, we supporting each other. See, it's a small group. Pray for non-Christians in a micro level. An example of this is that if I'm in an argument with my wife, I come and tell my prayer triplets. Well, I think, will you help me to say sorry to my wife? Will you help me to love her more? And as I told you earlier, if I ask that in a prayer meeting, in a big church prayer meeting, it doesn't sound right. Everyone will think my marriage is over the hill. Then where do we meet? That's important. Where do we meet is important. A suitable place should be chosen in advance every time you meet, because you know where we're going to meet. So you don't have to worry ringing up and where are we going to meet. If I'm not there, they will be there. If possible, try to choose the same venue every time. There's nothing wrong, we can change, but it's better to have the same venue so that no one gets confused about where they should be, because we are very busy in our life. Very busy. And it should be convenient for everyone to get to that place. Should be a quiet place, not in a public area, nor a cafe or a restaurant where other people are listening. No, very quiet place where there's no interruptions to disturb your quiet quality time. Switch your mobile off. If there is a telephone, switch it off. Unplug the phone. Turn off the radio if it is in your home or the television. Close the door so you will be able to concentrate. When do we meet? That's important. Agree a suitable time for everyone and be committed to stick strictly to it. If you don't fix the place and the time, the prayer may not happen. And if you know the time, of course, there's no harm. You can change a little bit if you want. But it's good. We know somebody will be there. And we will ourselves have discipline to meet So I meet at different times during the week. I'm there because I know other persons will be there. What do? Start with the psalm. As I said earlier, start with the psalm. Use this to praise God and thank God. A good psalm is Psalm 1.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
Pray it in our worship to God. Pray it in our worship to God. Spend about 10 minutes thanking God and praising Him in prayer. Read 1 Chronicles 29:10-13.
Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, for ever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honour come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name.
Get your new notebook out. Write your prayers and make notes to jog your memory. This way you're sure there's nothing you haven't prayed about. Get your notebook. And that notebook is also will be with you throughout the week, because you know was got some meeting on Friday or some meeting on Monday morning. So you got all in your hand. So that's your prayer diary. You can pray throughout the week. Be businesslike in sharing the needs. Make sure that you stay focused and don't waste time and distracted on sidetracked, or discuss your prayer request clearly. Now, in other words, what I do is, we should have not more than 1 minute to share our needs. And I can say, Richard, 1 minute. Peter, 1 minute. But when it comes to me, I can go on and on and on. So I have to discipline myself. I even write down all the things I need to pray. So I come in, because otherwise what will happen? 25 minutes sharing and 5 minutes prayer. No, we need 5 minutes sharing and 25 minutes prayer. Be honest in seeking God's prompting. When you are praying, if God brings something in your mind, pray about it. Doesn't matter. We're not legalistic. If you feel God is prompting you, trust Him and share it with the triplet members, even if it is not your prayer list. Fourthly, be short. Be audible, don't worry about your grammar. The Lord knows about the grammar. Don't worry about your grammar. And what benefit we had beyond belief. So, the concerns for prayer, God's name. Glorify Him in us and through us. What is the confidence in prayer? God's promise. If God has promised, it's good is done. If He hasn't promised, don't pray for it, or you may not get it. You can tell Him and leave it with Him if it is right. So what is the character of prayer in a prayer triplet? Commitment to Christ comes number one. Then commitment to the body of Christ. And then only commitment to the work of Christ, non-Christians. Because we are building together. Read 1 Peter Chapter 2, 4-10.
As you come to Him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame." So the honour is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offence. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvellous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Come to him. Be yourself built together. And then only you are a chosen race, holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of him who called you out of darkness. So, to be with Christ, to support and strengthen one another, and to pray for non-Christians. Aim, 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21. 2 Corinthians 5:17 to 21.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
To win others for Christ. That's our aim. So that by our meeting together, more people may come to know him. And why pray triple S? Because you've got continuity, you've got commitment, and you've got confidence. Because other people will help you to pray. Amen.